Dear Matthew was, I believe, wasted as a tax collector. Once again this month, he has taken the stories about Jesus, the teachings of Jesus, and used them to take us on a journey. Chapter 13 began with the well-known and loved by Sunday school teachers and clergy alike, parable of the sower. Easy enough to get drawn into the soil types. Easy to use those soil types to draw lessons from. And then for those who look beyond the obvious, we have the throwaway phrase, and some hundredfold. That phrase draws attention away from the soil types and introspection. Introspection I would define as self-awareness, as one step too far. So attention not on the soil or the soil only, attention now on the seed and its power for life-giving. Look what the seed can do, using words like even or despite. And the seed is inviting to focus on the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and signs of it in our midst. Chapter 13 continues with the wheat and the weeds in the same field. Easy enough to get drawn into where the weeds might lead us in our thinking. Where did they come from? What do they represent? And here again, for those who look beyond the obvious, we have the reminder that the wheat is growing and flourishing. Drawing attention away from the weeds, leave them to God, and drawing away from introspection once again. So attention is not on the weeds or not the weeds only. Attention now, as we had on the seed, now on the wheat. The wheat is inviting to focus on the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and signs of it in our midst. Chapter 13 this weekend, then, is a bundle of images around the theme of the kingdom, no longer hidden. Much more explicit. So the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is like. It's like a mustard seed, the smallest of seeds, and look what happens. It's like yeast, unseen, and yet look what change it can effect. It's like a hidden treasure, and look how it affects this person, life-changingly. And it's like a discerning merchant, and look how it changes him. And it's also like a net thrown into the sea, and look not only at the how much that net gathers, but also at the what. So we, in our turn, from our own faith journey, could add to this list. The kingdom is like, ... And this might be a good point to pause the clip for a moment. What would you add here? The kingdom of God is like. And then welcome back if you switched your clip back on. The kingdom of God is like. What image did you bring to that list? And then perhaps further reflection later in the week. Was that image about change, like the hidden treasure and the discerning merchant? Or was it about harvest, like the mustard seed and indeed the yeast? About blessing, about growth? So Matthew, the gospel writer, uses the teachings and the challenges of Jesus through these last weeks to draw our attention again and again to the kingdom, not belittling that life throws other things at us, not belittling the attention that needs to be given to those things. But again and again, he says, yes, but. The soil might be poor, yes, but look at the power of the seed to bring life. The weeds are there, yes, but look at the wheat growing well alongside. These signs of the kingdom, and then expand it to give several more. The kingdom of heaven of God is like. The list is not closed or finite. There's a dot, dot, dot for us to add to. But above all, the message of these last 3 weeks is to lift your eyes, lift your hearts. See and know the kingdom. See it. Watch for it. Pray and work it into being. And in so doing, be blessed. Amen.